We are now back in order. We are still on general order day two. Are there any additional amendments to be made? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, ma'am. Amendment one, page two, line 72, strike, close the BI agency and insert to cause uncertainty with the threat of closure to the BIA Osage agency.
Thank you. Without objection, we will advance. Congressman Potts.
Just a point of clarification. Can the amendment be read one more time?
Do you want me to withdraw and restate? Okay, I want to restate the motion. Page two, line 86, strike, close the BIA Osage agency and insert to cause uncertainty with the threat of closure of the BIA Osage agency.
Without objection, we will advance to general order day three, where amendments are voted on in the order received. First, we have floor substitute. We will vote on the adoption of the floor substitute for ONCR 2507. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
May we have discussion, Madam Speaker, on this amendment? So we went into a committee of the whole yesterday, and I have been communicating with all of you by email about this resolution, which came up at the last minute because of the closures because of the termination of our superintendent, who's now in attendance here today with us, and with the GSA notification that they were not going to renew the lease at our BIA agency. So I had the original resolution in the committee of the whole. You guys had suggestions. You emailed me suggestions. All of those suggestions were incorporated into this floor substitute, which is a very uncommon practice to do here, but we needed to get it out. So that's what I wanted to say about it. I would hope you would support adopting this. Thank you.
Thank you, members. Any other discussion? All those in favor of adopting the floor substitute for ONCR 2507, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We're still on ONCR 2507, amendment number one. Page one, line 33, insert the following paragraphs. The Osage Nation has witnessed numerous actions negatively impacting tribal self-governance and our fundamental belief in prosperous, abundant, and secure future for the citizens of the Osage Nation. All those in favor, any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I just want to make the statement right now. Congressman Potts has put forth 9-10 amendments. I didn't count them. I think that some of the things that he wants to say by amendment are valid, and that Congress should come out with a resolution about what DOGE is doing to the political climate of Indian Country. I support that. But what I want to say about these amendments is that yesterday, I've worked hard on this bill to bridge our branches and to work with our Minerals Council. They're slated to go to DC, I believe, soon. And I would like for them to have a statement of the nation. And everybody has taken a look at this resolution in its current state and is agreeable that it is something that they would like to carry themselves. At this point, trying to make this resolution be a political statement of the nation on other issues that are important to Indian Country, I just don't feel like right now is the right time to do this. I would support a resolution that Congressman Potts wants to come up with the first day of regular session, which is March 31st. And I'm not against what he's trying to say. What I am for is getting this out the door and it to be a document of our nation that can be carried up to Washington, D.C., that concerns our agency. That's what the proclamation was amended to. It says a resolution addressing the Osage agency. And we don't run the Department of Bureau of Indian Affairs Education through there. There are so many things that are in these amendments that don't run through our agency but need to be addressed. And I would support a separate resolution to do that. That being said, I'll try not to talk again.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Speaker. And I'll only have discussion on this one amendment just because I'll make my point go across multiple. I said yesterday that I think making a statement about all of this as a unified voice is really important. And I stated that I wanted a perspective from Chief, I wanted to hear from our Minerals Council, and I wanted us to make a unified statement. I've read the letter that will be from the Minerals Council, and I've heard Chief's opinion on it. And so while I think it is important that this body generates a resolution that also produces a unified message about how all of these actions affect Indian Country, which ultimately trickles down to our people. It's not just that we're making a statement for everyone, but that it does affect our people. I think that's important. What I will do with this resolution is I will vote yes for amendments 1 through 4 that pertain to the BIA and our agency that Congressman Potts has proposed, and with hopes that this body generates another resolution that includes the other statements. After reading the Minerals Council's letter and them doing an excellent job of sticking to how this affects them directly and making a good statement on that, and then hearing about Chief's perspective on this, while I want the other amendments to be said, I will leave room for those in a separate resolution that I anticipate from this body. I hope that we can come together with something that includes all of those things. So I won't do any discussion on any other amendments, but I will personally be voting yes for amendments 1 through 4 that Congressman Potts has put through because they pertain to the BIA. Past that, we can address them later.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I appreciate the comments. I would encourage members, if the intent is to follow the previous speaker, I would also encourage you to look at number 10, amendment number 10. I feel that flows consistently with what's being stated with regard to what we address in this resolution. The reason I've made these amendments is I remain steadfast in my objection to not speaking on every issue that we know of at this time. Because what will happen is if these amendments are voted down, this resolution will be carried to the halls of Congress and we will remain silent on these issues. You don't get a second try at these meetings in D.C. You get one shot. I've been in those rooms. You don't get invited back once you say you did something wrong. I think we need to say something's wrong. I fervently believe that we've been wronged with the termination of our superintendent. I think it's reckless to cancel the lease on the agency here in Pawhuska. I equally believe that each of the amendments that I've made carry significant problems for our people. And I would hope that there's nobody in here that has a problem with them. I get that there's been negotiations that have gone on to only address these two issues. We've kicked it back before. Let's extend for 3 days. Let's address more issues. We're here. Why are we rushing this one out the door? It's because I don't see us coming back to address the other ones. That's why these amendments are here today. And it's convenient for us to sit here and point to an executive that may say, oh, well, those amendments may change the game. I may not support that now. Well, if you stand for it now, you stand for it 28 days from now. That's my belief. That's why I want the amendments in this bill. If it's truly about time, we've got the time, but I don't think that's what it's about. I hope that you can vote for more than just one through four and number 10, because they're statements, and they're statements that need to be made. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Clerk, roll call vote, please. Congressman Tillman, I'm sorry, I did not see your hand. Please proceed.
Well, that's fine. I just wanted to say that yesterday we had a resolution that was amenable from our chief, was amenable from our minerals council. It makes a statement, it unifies the minerals council, the executive branch, and the Congress. To me, having the signature of the chief is extremely important and valuable when our minerals council goes to DC and delivers this letter to whomever office it may be, multiple offices. My guess would be that those offices in DC are getting flooded with similar resolutions from all over Indian country. But at least it makes a statement in the beginning that we're saying something and we have the support of the chief. Now we have 10 amendments. We've just heard from the executive branch that he is not behind it. Hasn't even read them. He was ready to go yesterday, and now we're throwing 10 more amendments at him, and it jeopardizes his signature being withheld, compromised on this piece of paper. So I would appreciate if this body of Congress, which I don't know, we'll have to vote on that, but these amendments, I'm going to vote no on every one of them, because I want that resolution we had yesterday out the door, and we can come back in the next session and make more resolutions. We've had that conversation before. But they're getting ready to leave. They're getting ready to prepare. And that's just me, where I come from, that it was ready yesterday, as is, and now we're going to change it with 10 amendments. That's quite a bit. And so if we pass it out with the 10 amendments, it goes up to we adjourn session, and Chief doesn't sign it, it's a bad look on us. Thank you, Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And Congressman Tillman, I respect that. I do. But this public body didn't see this form. This public body didn't see this resolution in its current form until this morning when it was introduced as a floor substitute. Is it posted on our website? No, it's not. The public who we serve has not seen this document. The language has been agreed to behind closed doors. And now we're threatening 10 other amendments from a public body that have been instituted in a public forum through a public process. And we're saying these are the problem? I think these amendments follow our process as best we can. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Would any other members like to speak?
Clark. Madam Speaker?
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and good morning, everyone, and Mr. Trumbly, Mr. Frazier, and everybody listening in. I have no doubt that all of us want to shout from the rooftops about what this is doing to us and our people. We feel it. I mean, it's so emotional. We get lots of calls and everything. But Congresswoman Whitehorn, when I had that conversation, the short conversation with you about the unity of it, about we, and you, I've heard you say, I've heard almost everyone in our branch say it, about how we speak volumes and our voice is like a shout when we're all together as a unified front. I agree with Congressman Tillman 100% on this particular point. We are at a wonderful place to come together. Saturday, we're all going to do something great together. I don't want this to divide us because we have some opportunities here. We could look at this as opportunities on moving forward and how it can really strengthen us. Congressman Potts, I do not disagree with your amendments. But based on what we, the conversations that we know that we've had, and we know that unity brings us together, I mean, as a stronger front, I'm on the fence. And it's difficult because I want you to know that I don't disagree with the amendments as a whole, but standing together in the possibility of our head of state, our representation, isn't supporting, I can't get behind the amendments because we need the unified front on all levels. Thank you.
Thank you, Clerk. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Bakehorse?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. The amendment passes. The vote count is 6-5. We're now on.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Point of clarification, I believe the vote was 7-5. Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion for a brief recess.
Thank you. We're now in recess to the call of the speaker.
No, we're not, though.